I brought my hymn book in, which I because there's a particular hymn that we have sung perhaps in the past, which just sums up what I shared to you a few moments ago. It says, "Not all the blood of beast on Jewish altar slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our guilt away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. My faith would lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand and there confess my sin. My soul looks back to see the burdens you did bear when hanging on the cursed tree, and knows her guilt was there. Believing, we rejoice to see the curse remove. We bless the Lamb with cheerful voice and sing his bleeding love." One of the hymns written by Isaac Watts. We turn finally in your Bibles to Psalm 72. Psalm 72. This is a messianic psalm. Psalm 72. Heading in my Bible says, "The glory and the universality of the Messiah's reign. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy. He will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days the righteous shall flourish and abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper, and will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth. On the top of the mountains his fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and the men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. Glory be to God. Well, as the nations, as this nation and the world seems to be slipping further into destruction and decay, wars, rumours of wars, bloodshed, violence, terrorism, fear, and economies will just burst in the wrong way, not burst but they will implode. We need more than ever, dear friends, to be living right with God. To be in a right and intimate fellowship and relationship with the Lord. To be one who is abiding in Him. This is essential, friends. Absolutely essential for these days. And the Lord is willing us to be people, to be a fellowship that is separated unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to allow His word, don't we, to penetrate us, to penetrate our hearts, to penetrate our minds, to penetrate our lives, to change us. Hallelujah. To become more like Him, to be those faithful ambassadors that He is willing us to be. Yes, He's willing us to be. Hallelujah. Praise be to His name. You friends, if ever there is a time when we should be getting into the Word. And I know, friends, the daily habit of praying, of reading and praying, can at times be a challenge. Obviously, the enemy, our opposer, our foe, doesn't want us to do it. And sometimes it can be a challenge, particularly for busy mums, etc., to even find the time. But what I want to do is encourage you to find the time to read the Word. Because the Bible actually tells us that the Word is like a sword, it's sharp, it can penetrate, it divides, okay? So what it does, as we read it prayerfully and say, okay, I'm reading this, Lord, I'm reading it because I believe You're speaking to me from this Word. Hallelujah. And I believe I'm reading it because You love me. And You want me to mature, You want me to grow, You want me to be able to stand tall in You and resist the evil one. So help me, Lord, to apply Your word. Help me, O God, that the rubbish, the dross in my life, that I will be separated away from that. I will cast it off. But the good, the pure, that I will keep. The promises of the Lord I will store. I will live on them. So I do encourage you, please, find some time to read Your word. Some of you, if you're drivers, can have CDs, etc. You can listen to the Word when you're driving along. We can listen to the Word when we're ironing. Sometimes we can listen to the Word of God. It is His Word. And I do believe, and I think you do as well, that although these are dark and challenging days, they are days of opportunity for you and for me individually, but also collectively. I do believe that Christ has raised us up for this time, and I do believe with a certainty, that an assurance that the Lord is speaking to us as a fellowship at this time. God in His sovereignty is going to grow us, spiritually, that we mature in the things of God, but also numerically as well. Firstly, we need to grow spiritually. We need to be able to encourage each other, for the Lord to speak His word to us, that yes, that we grow in Christ and in grace, that we grow in our love for one another. And that as a fellowship we bear with one another, their burdens, etc. And again, I commend to you, because this is something which we will be looking at in the Connect groups as we begin the end of the month. We will be looking at the one another's of Scripture. But first of all, what Christ has done for us. So that yes, we will be encouraged to share, to open up, etc. So I praise God, and that God has raised us up for this time. I believe He's bringing us into these Connect groups. I hope that each and every one of you will want to be part of the Connect groups of impact. Hallelujah. It will help us, it will develop us to become obedient followers of Jesus Christ. So we're introducing again these Connect groups of impact, which we trust all of us will want to be part of. Because not only will these groups, by God's grace, be times of development, of equipping, of us sharing, but they will be a blessing and an encouragement. But also I believe the Lord in his grace and mercy will use these groups to bring in others, to add others to his name, to his cause, and to this fellowship. Hallelujah. But secondly, I also believe that at this time, a time of opportunity in these dark days, we are going ahead with the extension, with the building of the annex. We believe this is the time to do it, but we need to continue as a fellowship, to wait upon the Lord, to be faithful in our pledges and our gifts, etc. Hallelujah. But I believe that God is going to grow us, that their families and the children, I've got a heart, and I believe you have, that we will be raising godly families. Godly families, hallelujah. Families that are different, not because of us, but because of Christ's love in us, that we want to be obedient to him, that we're not going to follow the dictates of any curriculum or policy or dictates from government or whatever to raise our children in ungodly ways. That we will teach them the truth. Hallelujah. We will bring them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, believing that when they are grown up, they will not depart from it. Hallelujah. We want God's word to shape our children, to shape our marriages, to shape our singleness, not the wisdom of the world, which is ignorant wisdom. Please pray for one another. And I believe that this church, this fellowship, and our homes will increasingly be places of influence. It will bring in opposition, there's no doubt about that. But hey, he that is with us is greater than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. This is a precious psalm that we've just read as I conclude. Psalm 72. Notice in the verses 1 to 5, and then in the middle section of the psalm, the King, Jesus Christ, is ruling with righteousness, and it's a caring rule. It's a caring rule. His reign will bring deliverance to his people. Hallelujah. In verses 6 to 10, peace will abound. This is looking forward to the messianic reign of Jesus Christ. Peace will abound. The lion will lay down with the lamb. The guns, the rockets will be put down. They will be destroyed. Hallelujah. But the important thing also is that now Jesus wants to reign in our hearts and lives, so that the peace of God reigns within. The life of Jesus just comes out from us, flows out of us. Because he's reigning now in us. His kingdom has come within us. This is what the Lord wants to do. I can pontificate for the next 2 and 3 days about it. But it won't make a difference. Just hear from the Lord. We've just read those words in the psalm. And he shall live. His name shall endure forever. And I say, long live the King! Long live the King! Hallelujah! Blessed be his name. Hallelujah! And praise be to his name. Can you say, long live the King, come, reign in my life. Come, you are my Lord, you are my King. You see, those who throw off the rule, the reign of Jesus, as did Herod, they will be judged. And they will end up licking the dust before Jesus' feet. We've just read that in verse 9 of the psalm. Then my appeal to you all and to myself is, since we'll have to proclaim Jesus as King one way or the other, do it now while he comes as the summer rain. We've just read that in Psalm 72. Proclaim him King, not just with words, but with your gifts, with your life, as the Magi did to Jesus as a two-year-old. Bring your gifts, bring your life, bring an offering, bring everything to Jesus. Say, take my life and let it be wholly consecrated, Lord, to thee. I say, long live the King. Amen. Or in the closing words of this psalm, praise be to the Lord our God. Let me quote it. You've probably still got your Bibles open, so let's read it together. Psalm 72, verses 18, 19 and 20. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.